Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee. And as always, I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced and excited about what God is doing in you and through you and as you. Let me introduce myself. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. Now, let me share this by way of introduction. My sole purpose is to empower you, to equip you with the tools, the strategies, and the resources that you need that you can live a life that is phenomenal, a life that is godlike, a life that God says, this is my child. And so, folks, this Destiny Center is not a traditional church. It is a teaching ministry, and it's all about teaching people how to live powerful and phenomenal lives, okay? I'll share more with that as time goes on. But let me right now get into what this segment is all about. We've been talking about the series, You Have Everything You Need Within You. And I want you to become really present to that idea. You have everything you need within you. Right now you may be challenged because you are in need of something and you are looking outside. But let me share with you, you have everything you need within. When the Holy Spirit was placed inside of us, that's in the Holy Spirit is the full presence of God. It's the full essence of all that God is. When he placed that within us, he gave us everything that we need. And as we're talking about in today's segment, that we have power. A lot of times people feel powerless over situations. They don't feel they have authority or the ability to overcome. But I'm here to share with you, you have power. You have power to overcome any circumstance, situation. You have the power to achieve, to be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. The one psalm that I love is that delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And folks, you have the ability, you have the power, you have the authority to be able to have those desires of your hearts as you understand the spiritual principles that's within you. And power is a spiritual faculty. It is a spiritual dynamic that we have. And as I've been talking about in this series, we've been looking at a variety of these dynamics, and there's 12 that I'm going to touch upon in this series. But we've been talking about before faith, strength, right, love, right, all of these things that we have within us. Now we're talking about power that we have within us. We talked about also wisdom and the wisdom of God. Now let me share that the power that we have comes through God. In Zechariah, he says, not by power, not by strength, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by power. What does that mean? Not by human power. What we're able to conjure up, what we're able to do and to muster. Now, the human will is powerful, but when we're talking about overcoming and doing the things that are impossible, let me share a couple of scriptures with you. See, this is the type of power that is within us that we have to rely upon the power of God within us. We have to rely upon the power of the Spirit that is within us. Matthew 19. Let me slow down a little bit. I'm getting excited here. Matthew 19:26 says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God. But with God. I want to say that one more time. But with God, all things are possible. How is that so? Because it's not by power, not by our own human power, not by strength, but by my power, saith the Lord, by my strength, saith the Lord. It comes as a result of God. The things that we say, that men say, that are impossible, that humanity declares are impossible, guess what? They're possible with God. But we have to be able to tap into the power of God that is within us. Let me share another scripture with you, and I'm going to talk then about how do we tap into that. Look at Luke 1:37. For nothing shall be impossible nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. See why? Because, again, the power of God that is within you. And, of course, Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that, again, is the power of God that is within you. The power, your resident power, which is the Holy Spirit living, dwelling, and moving inside of you. Let me ask you this. What is it that you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve in life? What do you see yourself being, doing, and having in your life? You know, the time for our excuses are over. Oh, I can't do it because I don't have money. I can't do it because I have, you know, born on the wrong side of the tracks. I can't do it because I'm black. I can't do it because I'm white. I can't do it because I'm Latino. I can't do it because I'm Asian. I can't do it because all of these other factors. If God before you, he is more than the world against you. The power of God lives inside of you. But now, how do we harness this? How do we operate within the power of God that is within us? And folks, this is really what, again, I go back to the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. See, it's not up for us to try to figure things out, try to be able to make things happen. It's all about the Holy Spirit in our lives, leading us, guiding us, doing through us the things that we need to be done, doing things through us. Yes, it takes you, because, see, you are the vessel of God. And, yeah, and it takes you, the Holy Spirit operating in you and through you as you, all right? But the point that I'm making here is, how do we tap into that? Well, my friend, first of all, you have to embrace, number one, you have to embrace that you have power within you. You have to accept it. You have to stop making the excuses. You have to stop saying, what I don't have. You've got to stop singing that same old song, woe is me. You have to embrace that greater, 1 John 4:4, greater is he who dwells inside of me than he that is in the world. I must embrace that fact. I must know that, not just from a intellectual assent, but know that within my heart, my mind, and spirit. I must embrace it. Number two, what must I do? I must make meditation and prayer a must. I must make meditation and prayer a must. Now, why should I make meditation and prayer a must? Because it is there that I'm aligning myself with the Father. I'm aligning myself with his truth. And as I align myself with him, I then receive the fullness of all that he has. See, folks, it's all about aligning. Folks say, well, I got so many things going on. It's tough for me to spend time in prayer. Listen, folks, you don't have the luxury of not meditating and praying. And when is it that meditation and prayer becomes an event as opposed to a lifestyle? When you can be able to make the time. If I've got to wake up a little earlier, if I've got to go to sleep a little bit later at night, if I have to stop my day. You know, one of the things I've been working with is time management and now scheduling things within 15-minute increments within my life. Everything is within 15 minutes. And if I need to give it another 15 minutes, I shall. But the thing that I'm sharing with this is that, I mean, is I'm scheduling out everything in my life. I can schedule also time that I need to align with the Father, that I need to hear from God. I know that when the day starts getting crazy, I need to be able to steal away, as the ancients declare, steal away, and to be able to find time that I may align. I remember the story when I was in Fort Worth, Texas. And we had a meditation room at the place where I was working, at the firm where I was working. And, I mean, hey, every day, approximately about 11 o'clock or so. Because, you know, I was at work at 7 or so in the morning. About 11 o'clock, I said, hey, I need to take a little break. I'd go into the meditation room, and I would spend 15, 20 minutes where I'm just centering upon the things of God, centering in terms of my focus, getting back aligned with the Father. Now, you may not have a meditation room. You may have an office. You may have a cubicle or whatever. You may have to go into the men's room or the women's room. I can tell you a time when I was in the Army, and I was going through a very rigorous training experience in terms of a qualification that I needed. And I remember going into the men's room, and I'm talking about just spending time in prayer, in meditation for 15, 20 minutes to align myself, getting myself in gear, getting myself aligned. And that's what I'm talking about. When you embrace the power of God and knowing that that you have it within you, you've got to align with the Father. And once you align with the Father, the next thing is this. Thirdly, you've got to just walk in faith. You have to walk in faith and know that there is nothing that can stop you or block you. You've got to walk in faith of knowing that whatever I put my hand to, I will be successful. You've got to walk in faith and knowing that God is with you and you have the power to overcome whatever the situation may be. Power, authority, the ability to press through those things, to overcome those things, that you have that power and that ability. You may have to be going, you have to go to court. And you may feel like, man, I don't know how this is going to work out. I have power. I've got authority. I can overcome these things. You may be dealing with other challenges. I have power. I have authority to overcome these things. You do. But you have to embrace the fact that you have the power of God within you. You have to align yourself in prayer and meditation, and then you must walk by faith. Man, I'm telling you. And you have that all within you. Now, what I want to do in these last few minutes that I have is really talk about this ministry. As you're hearing, I mean, you are hearing a different message, a different take upon, really, power. It's not outside you. It's within you. Destiny is a non-traditional ministry that teaches biblical truth and empowerment. And when I talk about empowerment, it's about giving individuals the tools that they need, that they can walk like Jesus walked. They can walk in the fullness of God. You know, we have embraced, because I don't know the world and everybody's been talking about things, we've embraced that we're supposed to be poor, that we're supposed to be disempowered, communities are going to hell in a handbasket, whatever the situation is. And people are cool there. They're like, hey, this is what world is. But listen, folks, God wants us to be in good health and prosper, even as our soul doth prosper in every area of life. But the deficit comes in that how to do that. This ministry is about teaching people how to overcome, transforming communities, and doing the work and the will of God, and bringing forth healing, and bringing forth the love and good health and well-being and happiness and success, prosperity, abundance, and wealth, and creating those things for the people of God. And folks, let me share this. I need your help in doing this. Next year, in 2019, we're changing the format. We're going to an every week format. And right now we're preparing. We're finishing out this year strong, and I need your help to be able to finish out this year as well, as we're having in Philadelphia. We'll be having a major service in December as well as in Virginia. And I'm needing your help. Please partner with us to become a partner with us. Go to krlm.org, krlm.org, and become a faith partner with me. And let's make truly a difference in the world, all right? This is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. Until next time, bye now.